We good? All right, praise God. Praise God. Welcome into the house of the Lord today. We welcome you. We bless you in the house of the Lord. We're so glad you are here, whether you're here this building, here at your house, wherever you may be today. We just pray for God's blessing upon you today. We're just going to pray, God. We come to the throne room of God. We thank you, Father, for our nation, dear God. We thank you for the health that you've given us. We thank you for overshadowing your people. So, Father, today we've come into the house of God to worship you. We pray that your glory would rest upon those in their homes, Father, as they're basking in the presence of God. We pray that the message of the Holy Spirit would be clear to all of us. Touch our bodies, touch our minds, touch our souls, Father. We pray in Jesus' name that your glory would be shown today, that your love would be shown. Because, God, at the end of it all that's going to matter is love. So, Father, we thank you for your love. We pray that you'll just teach us to love even more. We bless you and thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Some of you at home, I still see you sitting down. I want to encourage you. It's time to stand up and worship God. Raise your hands. Just give glory to God. One thing remains. His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on us. Amen, church? All right, here we go.
Never runs out. let praise come forth from our lips each and every day, Father. We thank you, Lord.
We live for you. Oh, we live
calmed and broken for my ring on. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well. So
thank you for your presence today. Lord, sometimes I think that we forget. We just forget that you're a sovereign God. We know and we think about it sometimes, and we'll say that God is sovereign. But when you move in certain ways that we don't understand, or when things happen around us that we don't understand, the sovereignty of God sometimes is difficult to lay a hold of. Certain things happen on this earth and your sovereign hand moves in ways that sometimes we don't expect. And no matter what it looks like right now, your sovereign hand is moving on the earth. It doesn't look like God. Not in our minds. It doesn't look like God. It doesn't look like the way the sovereign hand of God would move. Did the plagues look like how God would move? When he moved, it caused death and it caused disease. Now don't hear what I didn't say. I didn't say God caused the virus. But I can assure you that God has heard the cries of the people in China that have been oppressed for years in the underground church. And they've been laying down their lives as martyrs. Martyrs in China and martyrs in other areas of the world. There are believers in North Korea. And God has heard their cries. And when God moves by his sovereign hand, sometimes we just need to get out of the way and allow God to do what he needs to do. And is it well with our soul when he does things like this? Is it well with our soul when he moves in ways that we don't understand? Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. You have always desired us, God, to fear you in a reverent awe in worship of our God. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. Oh, how you long for such a heart in your people, for such a heart in every person of the world that you have created in your image, to love you, to worship you. And you said that I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them from doing good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Come on. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release from this place the fear of the Lord in every household, in every city, in every state, in every nation of the world. Let the fear of the Lord return to the earth in the name of Jesus. God, your word says that you raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Your word says that the enemy shall not outwit him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I just declare and decree over the President of the United States right now that the enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Come on. God, thank you for raising up judges who will deliver us out of the hand, by your hand, by your spirit, God. Raise up judges in this nation, God, that will uphold righteousness in this nation. God, I thank you that you are calling your church to their knees. I thank you, God, that altars are being lit throughout the world right now seeking God, seeking your hand, and crying even louder, and joining together with making one sound. God, I just pray the fear of the Lord on every heart right now. Even deeper, deeper. God, take us deeper. Let us wait in your presence, God, and listen for what you might say to us. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. We give to you what we don't understand. We lay down what we don't understand. And God, I pray right now that you establish every heart. Establish every heart in the fear of the Lord. God, I pray for your word as it goes forth today, God, that you would anoint it, put fire on it. Pierce us, God. Let us lay hold of every good thing that you have for us, Lord. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.